Scene 4. Inside the second Death Star. Enter Darth Vader.
The strangest feelings have been mine of late. To know my son exists confounds my wits as I did ne'er imagine. What is this confusion that doth obfuscate my mind? For evil I am made, for punishment of foes, for conquering of peoples, and to do the perfect will of my great lord and emperor. Of these I certain am, for this hath been my role full many years. Yet where within this surety is room for offspring, for a son? What can a life lived on the dark side of the Force have still to do with heirs, with flesh and bone that sprang from me, and that sweet life that once I led? How can this Sith, this man of pain and death, be father to the fruit of far-gone love? It seems well-nigh impossible when one considers what I've been. For verily, I may not hide the man I truly am. A warrior, devoted to the cause of Emperor and Empire both. 'Tis who I am. I must be mad when I have cause and smile at no one's jests. No humor doth give pleasure to my mouth or stir my heart, nor would I dare to ever love again. If e'en this mess of tangled wires could love, I am a Sith, most surely to be feared. Yet that perplexing thing remains. A son.
Enter Emperor Palpatine and royal guards.
What is thy bidding, Master?
Send the fleet unto the farthest side of Endor. There let it remain until 'tis called for.
What of the recent news that rebels are amassing near to Sullust? Is it so?
It is of little consequence, for soon this vile rebellion shall be crushed, and young Skywalker shall know the dark side's power. Thy work upon the Death Star is complete. Thou shalt go hence to the command ship and await my orders there.
My master, I...
Exit Darth Vader.
Now all the players on the scenes are set to bring about our greatest triumph yet.
Exeunt. Act 3. Scene 1. On the Imperial Shuttle Tidarium and the Super Star Destroyer. Enter Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Chewbacca, Princess Leia, C-3PO, and R2-D2. Enter Admiral Piett and Imperial Controller on balcony on the Super Star Destroyer.
Now if the Empire is not by our ruse deceived, we must fly quickly, Chewie.
We have you on our screens. Identify yourselves.
The Shuttle of Tidarium requests deactivation of the Shield of Energy.
Tidarium, transmit your clearance code for passage through the shield.
Transmission doth commence.
Now shall we learn if all these codes were worth the price we paid for them. The loss of friends, the loss of life.
Aye, it shall work. 'Twas sacrifice well made.
Vader is aboard that giant ship.
Be not afeard, good Luke. Let not thy nerves thy better judgment mar. Full many ships there are that do command the Empire's fleet. Keep thou thy distance, though, Chewbacca, but do not appear as though thou keepest it. Let me make it plain. Fly casual.
Enter Darth Vader on balcony.
Tell me now, where is that shuttle bound?
Small shuttle of Tidarium, what is thy destination and thy cargo? Speak.
We come to bring both parts and crew, which shall deliver technical assistance to our comrades on the forest moon.
Have they the code that clearance would ensure?
They do. It is an older code, but hits the mark. I was about to grant them passage, Lord.
aside.
My father, how I sense him clearly now. His thoughts, his aspect, even his very mood.
To Han Solo.
I have endangered the mission here, and should not hither have accompanied you.
'Tis thine imagination, Luke. Pray, be more optimistic. Let thy heart be still.
Aside.
What stillness can there be when moves the Force? It shall move mountains if it so desires. No inner strength or outer brawn can match the movement of the Force that now twixt me and Vader passeth. Han hath no idea, yet all belike shall know quite soon enough. For Ben and Yoda both were right. I must my father yet confront, ere I, or he, shall ever freedom know.
To Vader.
Shall they be held?
Nay, Admiral, thou mayest let them proceed. They shall be mine, mere cards that I shall play, and I shall serve as dealer for their deck.
Then shall I wager that the house shall win. Thy wish is mine, my lord, and it shall be.
To Controller.
Thou canst now carry on and let them pass.
This hesitation pregnant is with doubt. Mayhap they are not taken in, Chewbacca.
Good shuttle of Tiderium, the swift deactivation of the shield begins. Hold fast unto thy present course.
Exeunt Darth Vader, Admiral Piet, and Imperial Controller.
'Tis well. Did I not tell ye all that it would work? No problems here when Han is at the helm.
My scoundrel love, thou ever has a boast. Yet often there's a reason to thy rhyme.
Enter several Imperial scouts aside as Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Chewbacca, Princess Leia, C-3PO, and R2-D2 disembark.
Now have we landed on the forest moon, and our good company has disembarked. We make our way through trees and bushes here. But what is that? A sound? Pray all, alert!
You see, R2, I told thee this would be quite dangerous. Alack! Be calm, my call.
I see a building with Imperial motifs and markings. There beside it are two scouts. This shall require some care, methinks.
Then shall we try and go around the side?
It will take time.
And all shall be for naught if we are seen. Yet I do have a plan. Chewbacca and myself shall handle this. Ye both stay here.
But prithee soft, good Han, be quiet, for there may be others near.
Thy words unnecessary are. 'Tis me!
Han Solo and Chewbacca move toward the Imperial scouts.
Now shall I move in stealth to take them in, then take them out. With cat-like tread I step, ne'er to be noticed till my prey is mine. Then I... Alack! A twig snaps underfoot!
Imperial scouts 1 and 2 turn toward the sound and see Han Solo and Chewbacca.
What is that sound? Alas, 'tis rebels! Go! And warn our comrades quickly!
Let us fly!
Han fights with Imperial Scout 1. Imperial Scout 2 boards his speeder bike to fly away, but is shot by Chewbacca. Imperial Scouts 3 and 4 jump on their speeder bikes and fly away.
Behold the two scouts speed from out our grasp! Upon the instant I shall give them chase!
Pray, Leia, patience! Straight I come with thee!
Luke and Leia board a speeder bike behind Imperial Scouts 3 and 4 in pursuit. Exeunt Han Solo, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and R2-D2 in the melee. Enter Chorus.
Do not our play too harshly judge, dear friends, for with imagination may you see. Into the forest now the fight extends on speeder bikes that whip twixt tree and tree. What haste their dauntless riders undergo as they fly swiftly past both brush and stumps. The rapid daring do our scene doth show, and when 'tis over, some shall have their lumps.
Exit Chorus.
Jam thou their comlink, center switch!
'Tis done!
Canst thou yet closer go? Pray, pull aside the one before us! Now I jump aboard his bike, and he is mine, and I'm for him!
Luke throws Imperial Scout 3 from his speeder bike, and Imperial Scout 3 dies. Enter Imperial Scouts 5 and 6 on speeder bikes.
Aye, he is gone, but others take his place. Good Leia, follow that one up ahead. I shall remain behind to face these two.
'Tis well. Be safe, and I shall see thee soon.
Aside.
Oh, sister,
all my thanks for tender words.
Luke falls behind, alongside Imperial scouts 5 and 6.
Now shall this bike's keen blaster find its mark. I shoot, and one is dead, the other next.
Luke shoots and kills Imperial Scout 6.
I shall fly high o'er this one's bike, that he may think that I have fled. Then shall I from above make my attack. Ha! Now beside his bike, surprise is my sure strategy.
Imperial Scout 4 shoots at Leia.
Alas, my bike is hit, and off I fall!
Leia falls to the ground unconscious. Imperial Scout 4 looks behind him to make sure she has fallen.
Ha! There's a rebel scum who shall no more make trouble for our mighty empire. We are ere the strongest in the galaxy, with pilots such as I, whose skill is...
Imperial Scout 4 collides with a tree and dies.
This latest scout is skilled beyond the rest. I may not best him in a battle thus, yet by another method I shall win. For why rely on bikes and blasters when I have the Force, and my lightsaber too?
Luke leaps from his bike.
Now to it, Scout. Return and meet thy fate. He comes a-blasting, but my lightsaber deflects the shots, and now I slice his bike. Aye, broken twain his bike doth falter fast, and now against a tree he meets his end.
Imperial Scout 5 dies. Enter Han Solo, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and R2-D2 from the opposite side.
Beep, meep, beep, meep, squeak, whistle.
Oh, General Solo, someone comes anon!
Seeing Luke.
Luke! We have found thee, but thou lackest one thing. I bid thee tell me, where is Leia, eh?
She came not back?
I thought she was with thee.
And truly was. But lo, within the wood, the battle was borne out with speed and fire, amid the blasts and cruel Imperial scouts. 'Twas only Muddledum that won the day. We separated were, and there's an end. Anon, we must fly hence and search for her, good R2. Come, thy scanners we shall need.
Fear not, good master. We know what to do.
To R2-D2.
And thou didst say 'twas pretty here. No, pish.
Exeunt Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and R2-D2. Enter Wicket and Ewok, approaching Princess Leia.
Looky, he's a creature! Looky!
Wicket jabs Princess Leia with his staff. She wakes up.
Desist at once, thou furry little imp!
He done me! Done me! Star on me! Believe me, creature!
I shall not hurt thee, little one, but, oh, my body cries with soreness from my fall. I wonder where Luke and the others are.
Noah, I know Noah, the creature moves.
It seemeth I am fixed and grounded here, yet I am lost, and know not what here means. All that I have is this small creature, from a species I have ne'er encountered. Mayhap thou wilt assist me, little friend. Sit down beside me here, and let us talk. I promise I'll not hurt thee. Aye. Approach.
Tunga, what's your name? You know, come me. Tunga.
Belike thou wouldst like something thou canst eat? If thou art like most creatures, thou mayst be directed by thy stomach's wish for food. Where bellies lead, the other members trail. Here, friend, taste thou this morsel from my hand.
Choo, achoo, see me be choo, aya try. Me too.
Wicket takes a wafer from Princess Leia and eats it.
I'll warrant I have made a friend at last. The food succeeds where words alone have failed. Now shall I take this helmet off for sure. It gives me pain to wear it still so tight.
Kusha! What's he doing? Me are scared to... Pusha!
Nay, fear thou not, O little one. 'Tis but a hat, and shall not harm thee. 'Tis no threat. Thou art a scamp filled full of skittishness.
Wicket hears a sound in the forest.
Oh, Kyoto, Ata! Something mata! Something gummy! Kyoto, Ata!
A shot is fired near Princess Leia, who falls to the ground. Aside.
This creature's customs and his language are unknown to me, and yet his instincts prove most capable.